Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our phone lines. We haven't talked to him in a while, but he's still kicking, man. Tony from Australia. Tony in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Bobby and Mike, how are you?
Get all right, Tony. How you doing, bud?
Hey, Tony. So what time? So what time is it in Australia right now? Like, so we get out.
Late 8:30, Tuesday morning.
Okay, so say it again. Tuesday morning. What time?
8:30.
8:30 Tuesday morning in Australia. You see, we worldwide. We so bad. We worldwide. We're not just nationwide. That shows you who that nation is. International. We ain't worried about no damn cowgirls. You know how they say, oh, we're America's team. Well, we the world's team. The world embraces
That's
us.
That's exactly right, Bobby. I remember in 2015, my first trip over, the Saints played the Giants in the Dome, and we won 52-49.
Great game.
Robinson Breaker.
Breeze and Manning went at it that day.
Yeah, and Clyde Thorbach kicked the winning field goal thanks to a 15-yard penalty for a face mask.
Well, you know, when you think about that, Tony, when you're coming and you're taking a vacation, you come and see the Saints. Now, ultimately, you want to be entertained, but you wish the defense would have played a little better. But when you know, we like to see points. Mike, if you have a shootout, you know, as long as you win the shootout. You know when you get mad, are we going to play any damn defense? Because when you score, we see games. Like, you know, any team, you can look, you scored 30-something points. We lost that game. What in the world are we doing defensively?
Well, but for fantasy football owners, man, they don't care if you win or lose. Man, what about my player? How many points did he get?
But that's why, but Tony, to come to that game, I remember.
So,
that,
Tony,
that
when you coming here?
Yep.
When you coming to the city?
I won't make it this year. I'll be out next season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can sit out this year because the expectations ain't too good right now. So I know you want your cake and eat it too. So you come for 2026. Look, the Saints turned the corner. So.
I saw the best and the worst because the following week we got beat by the Titans with rookie quarterback Mariota. But it was also the first time that, thanks to Mr. Dave Hilbert, I got to go to the Silver Slipper and with you guys.
Yeah,
you sure did. I remember you coming with us.
Yeah, right now with Dave Hilbert, they're all getting excited. Cruise on the coast, that's a big thing, you know. I wish we had a little cruise on the coast, a little cooler weather. You know, it's still damn hot. Don't y'all think it's hot still?
Man, I've been saying that.
It's like
I
this,
thought it was maybe my blood pressure,
this weekend,
but I don't know.
It's still going to be like in the mid-80s. I go, man, I want a cold front coming through, Tony. Hey, Tony.
Hey, so what's the temperature in Australia,
because
Tony?
It's always opposite. Like, so we getting ready to be fall. Is it spring for y'all? Or how is that?
It's about probably 70, 80 degrees.
Oh, okay. See, I think they're always opposite because, like, winter, summer, so we fall, so they go into spring. You know, because you look at a globe, our globe's kind of tilted a little bit. And you look at the different hemispheres, you know, and it's rotating. And now we're in class. But no, Tony is truly, well, Australia is so far. But a big part of the Hoodat Nation, it's like a different planet. It is like, no, look, it's Tuesday morning at 8:30. I don't know, for us, it's still Monday, right?
It ain't 8:30 p.m., much less a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What else you got for us, Tony?
Hey, but Tony, you think we're going to beat the Patriots? I don't know. We're an underdog. Hopefully we can upset them.
That's so toughy, Tony.
What do you think?
What was that? Sorry?
You think we're going to take care of the Patriots come Sunday? They come into the Dome. We got back-to-back home games. And the Patriots feel a little tougher challenge, to say the least, than the Giants. The Patriots are going to be tough.
Game. I reckon. I think we'll just get out of them.
So we'll just get over them? As long as we win. Hey, we'll be like a 3.5-point underdog.
It doesn't matter if it's by a point. As long as we win.
As long as we win by 1 point. Now, we might be sitting in the end of our chairs or whatever, however you watch the game, or you pacing. It wasn't no pacing going against the Giants. Boy, the Giants, I can tell you right now, that in NFL, you know, more than anything, that's what I was like. Man, can we please score in the red zone? I mean, we'd have won by 3 or 4 touchdowns.
Score a touchdown in the red zone.
That game wouldn't even have been as close, Tony, if we'd have just took care of business in the red zone. But that's one thing with Rattler that happened in OTAs and training camp. He's been able to move the team, even against our defense and all. But overall, if you would chart all his OTAs, mini camp, training camp, red zone percentages. No, it ain't Drew Brees. I can tell you that. But he'll move the team. He'll get a few first downs, then we bog down. And then what's bad right now, we bog it down. Can we count on Mr. Automatic, Blake Groovy? Hell no. Come on, Groovy.
It's on thin ice.
No, he got 2 strikes. He got 2.5 strikes. He's check swinging. They almost called a strike. No, he got to be made because God forbid – that, he has a game-winning kick, and you lose by 1 or 2 points. Come on, Groovy, make the damn kick. We win the game. So it didn't matter what happened yesterday because the game was out of hand. But, no, I think it's
going to matter.
No, it will. Definitely will matter. And you look at Groovy. He's now missed, 5 kicks?
Yep.
All of last year he missed 4. He got to go to a damn sports psychologist or something. He got to go to therapy. You know, your wife or your girlfriend are all trying to get you to go to therapy. Hey, bro, yeah, you got to go. Come on, you have to go get some therapy and all that. I think it's a racket. Therapy's good if you like it. But it's like, you know.
All right, Tony. Hey, buddy, thanks so much for the call. And we always keep in touch with – he always sends me some messenger stuff, so we talk.
Hey, let me tell you, Robbie Lee, I don't know if Tony's retired, Tony's still on. But Tony was managing a Pizza Hut in Australia. But a Pizza Hut in Australia is like a bar room. Now, think about that. Can you imagine? Like, the Pizza Hut in the United States is not a bar room. So, no, in Australia, the damn Pizza Hut's a bar room. I said, oh, Tony, well, that's a...
Put it to you this way. The business was picking up in that bar room, boys. Yeah, I don't know how much pizza they sell.
That was pretty cool.
Let's go back to our text line or talk line, and let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman in order with Bobby and Mike.
Mike, hell of a phone call right there. I enjoyed that one, man.
That was a goodie, right?
But look, that's funny stuff. Hey, one thing I want to ask Bobby is a question and then get to my point. There's a couple things I want to talk about. One would be that flag late in the game. But anyways, first let's talk about special teams. Bobby, how many yards did our special teams give up on kick returns yesterday?
Okay, let me see. On kick return, no. We gave up a 46-yard kick return. That ain't good. No. We're not in the top 5 anymore. We're not top 3. We gave up a 46-yard kick return. I don't even know who this cat is. Banks. Whoever Banks is, Mike D. Banks.
Well,
that ain't good.
Bobby and Mike, if they don't correct that and correct it quick, let's put it this way. If they give up that kind of kick returns next week against the Patriots, we're in trouble. And if Groupie can't go out there and kick a field goal for us, missing two in a game, and he's missing one almost every game, I don't know. It's going to come back and bite us in the you-know-what sooner than later.
Yeah, but without a doubt. And then, you know how we had great field position against Buffalo?
That wasn't the case yesterday.
I got a question I'm asking, Coach. How do we decide whether we are running back a kickoff or not? Or just because all of a sudden, when you're running back a kickoff, we can't be starting on the damn 12-yard line, stuff like that.
Valus Jones on that first one wasn't good.
No, 9-yard return. Kendrick Miller, 18-yard return. We got a fair catch or something. Yeah,
we're making a lot of bad boo-boos on special teams. But I also want to talk about that flag, if y'all don't mind. And I want to get y'all's opinion. I talked to Charlie off the air, and he agreed with me. And I bet you most of the people, any football fan that watched that game, whether you're a Saints fan or not, if you think that that was a penalty and a personal foul, there's something damn wrong with you.
If you thought that was a penalty, then you need to play flag football or two-hand touch.
How much cleaner can you hit a quarterback?
The Who Dat Nation, we need, I don't know, social media, you can get in contact. The cat, you need to tell the NFL office that lead referee was Alan Eck, E-C-K.
Right.
How can he still have a job and he's not suspended?
Why aren't they held accountable for these bull crap calls?
I'm saying. You need to call the NFL in New York. Send a bunch of emails, whatever, and say, what are y'all going to do about that Alan Egg cat? I'll hold him accountable. Because, listen, you got to get those calls right. What if the game's on the line? They call it. Listen, that could have been against Spencer Rattler. That's not a penalty. You got to at least be able to tackle the quarterback. You can't hit him too high. You can't hit him too low.
He hit him in the shoulder pad.
And then even hit him, and he kind of didn't want to land on him. God forbid, don't land on him. You might hurt him. No, it's ridiculous. Okay. It's tackle football. Come on.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something. Carl Johnson, who was at one time the he was the head.
He was in New York.
Head of officiating.
In New York.
But he didn't like being in the office. He wanted to be on the field. Now he's a chief referee, first full-time NFL referee. He's from Thibodeau. And he told me what I stress to these guys all the time, call what you see, not what you think you see. And sometimes I think it's what you think you might have saw, not what you actually saw out on the field.
And I'm telling you, old school, what Carl Granison really wanted to do, and he didn't, he was composed. When you come in scot-free like that, drill the quarterback. He wouldn't really want to, hit him hard and power drive him in the ground. He didn't do none of that. That's what they used to do.
You got the bruises to prove.
He didn't do any of that. That's why, as nice as Kellen Moore is, he's befuddled. Kellen Moore's like,
this is what we teach.
How are we going to coach him? How are we going to coach him to rush the passer? No, that's a freaking joke. That needs to be addressed by all teams and all cities and get the NFL. Okay, how are we going to coach the defensive lineman or defensive players to rush the passer if that's a damn penalty? Come on. Again, that dude is Alan Eck, E-C-K. We need to get – everybody needs to go. Whoever he is, I'm not saying her. Don't harass him. Now you're getting troublesome. You could say, he needs to be held accountable. Come on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.